We'll go ahead and start our winner's press conference here for today's 26th annual Irish Hills 250 at Michigan International Speedway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And we are joined by our race winner, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 20 Hisense Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We also have crew chief Chris Gabehart, and we also have with Joe Gibbs Racing, Mr. Steve D'Souza. Let's start with you, Denny. Your race today with William Byron, the final laps. Please walk us through that incredible battle you had there with the 9 car.
Yeah, it was definitely more interesting than I was hoping the last 16 laps would be. We obviously had a great lead there. And, with that restart, I knew that it was going to be important. Whoever got to turn one first was going to come out with a lead. And he ended up getting a great shove from the 22 in that second-to-last restart and cleared me. And there was nothing I could do. It was the 9 and the 22 actually cleared me into one. And there was nothing I could do. I thought that I wanted to race the 9 more than the 22, so I chose to push him past the 22 down the back straightaway and get him the lead. His car was really good in late in runs, and obviously we had one more restart, and we just drag race all the way to 1. I got a push from the 22. He was getting pushed from the 1. We were banging doors into turn 1. And I tried to hold it wide open through 1 and 2 on the bottom, but I just got a little bit loose. He was able to clear us, and I knew from that point it was all about just hanging. I needed to have a perfect 3 and 4 to make sure I could draft up to him up the front stretch, and that's exactly what I did, and put him in somewhat of a bad aero spot there by showing my nose a little bit low, and it just got him a little bit loose, just enough for me to get beside him. And, the crazy part was is we went so low down the back straightaway that there was dust and stuff flying off the tires. And when we went into turn 3, we almost wrecked because we had so much trash on our tires. And I think that was key for me because he had just as much trash, and he got up the racetrack, and I was able to hang on his left rear quarter panel by an inch or two, and that gave me the advantage I needed. I knew once I came off turn 4 on his left rear, a little bit behind him, that we were going to be in front by the time we got to the line.
Chris, congratulations on the win today. And you obviously had a fast Toyota Camry out there. But when it gets down to a final lap situation like that where you have two guys going for it to win, what's it like for the crew chief being on the box and being an observer of that as it comes down to the finish?
Well, you guys just heard that, right? That's play-by-play from a pro. So today, super glad to have the experienced guy in the seat because William Byron with years will gain that. But a guy like Denny Hamlin's ever able to think through every second of that at 190 mile an hour and know exactly where he needs to be at each second, and that's why we were here today. We had a fast car, and I think we were going to win it either way, but when it came down to experience at the end, I'll take him all day long.
Steve, this is the third consecutive win here at Michigan International Speedway in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs Racing. How satisfying is that for you?
Well, obviously, we're very satisfied. It doesn't come easy, any of them, and to have a day like this, it was a special day, obviously, when you get to see the close racing. That's what we're looking for and the fans like, and it was just great to see it come from behind and Denny hold it off, work hard, get it. Proud of all of our guys at JGR and everybody in our series, too, did a great job today.
Okay. We'll open the floor for questions. We'll start here with Reed and work our way around.
I've got two questions for Denny. Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. I guess, was it nice to get a break for a change? The first caution you clearly didn't need, the second one you did. And then the second one is, did you realize that he was closing back up on you when you got to the line and how close he got?
Yeah, I knew there wasn't going to be enough time, though. I mean, there's a certain amount of time it takes when you side draft past somebody. It takes a certain amount of time for them to then get the advantage and then side draft past you. And there just wasn't enough time between turn 4 and the start-finish line. I knew I was in a really good position. As soon as I came off turn 4, just barely up beside him, I was very confident that we were going to have the right position by the time the line got there.
Next to Bob, and then the gentleman in the back.
Bob Parker, CSPN. Denny, I have two for you. The first, everybody kind of stayed out there with 14 laps to go. Would it be the same tomorrow?
Well, you know, the tires just did not fall off much at all today. I think at most it was about 6/10 over 30 laps or something like that. It was a track position race, but there was many times where we ran down the leader. Weren't able to necessarily get by him, but the pit crew did an amazing job. And, I think we got the number one pit stall because of Kyle, right, last week?
Yeah.
So thanks, Kyle Benjamin, for the great pole last week, because that pit stall was key for us to move up positions every pit stop.
And I'm not sure what you saw in the first lap, but if you see Brad Keselowski and Kyle have contact early in the race, do you think it's going to be a crazy day?
I was actually blocked out from it, and every time there was a replay, somebody would be driving up beside me, and I couldn't see the TV. So I kind of got an idea of what happened, but, that just tells you when they're fighting that hard into turn one on the first lap that track position is a major, major key.
Okay, we'll go to the back here.
Zach Heiser, Hillsdale TV. Denny, was there anything that you did, knowing that there was so much youth with William there when he got the lead, anything you tried to do to get under his feathers, knowing that he was so young?
Well, no, not really. The only thing, I had to make a decision when him and the 22 came off turn two side by side. I actually had a pretty good run, and I either was going to try to go three wide or I had to push the 9 or the 22. And at that point, I thought that if I push the 9 ahead, I think I got a shot. I think I can clear the 22, which I did. And I would rather race the 9 simply for the experience reasons, although I didn't see him really make many mistakes those last few laps, I just took advantage of the situation that I was in and kind of used him up aero-wise. So, didn't matter really who it was, but I thought that I thought I made the right decision in pushing the 9 to the lead there.
George Poley, the Macomb Daily. Denny, Byron's 19. Can you recall when you were an up and coming driver in any of the series, being a close runner up finisher like that, and how it felt and what you took from it, what you learned from it?
Let's see, I was 19. I think I was working at Subway making sandwiches. That or working at my dad's trailer shop. So I can't relate, honestly. I mean, he's to be at this level at the age that it's a huge advantage for him, for the next 20 years, 25 years. He's going to be starting his curve, a lot earlier. I was, 24, 25 when I started my NASCAR career. So he's got a big jump on that, and I'm sure by the time he's 24, 25, he'll be contending for cup championships. So, I think that, these kids start younger and younger. Nowadays, it used to be when I was racing, it was 8 years old. You couldn't even get anything with a motor until you were 8. Now they're starting much younger than that. And so just like any other sport, the talent that's coming up is smarter, more talented, more athletic, and better than probably you are. So you got to use up the good time while you're here.
Go to your back left to Colton.
Colton Wood, Auto Week. With this win, you probably have some confidence heading into tomorrow. And with Joe Gibbs Racing in the Cup Series has yet to win, but 3 of the 4 drivers have won in Michigan, and you starting 5th and Kyle starting 4th, is this kind of the track that you might think maybe is the breakthrough moment for Joe Gibbs Racing?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I thought that we had a lot of cars that were very good in practice. I liked my car quite a bit, and that's something that we hadn't had on a mile-and-a-half, two-mile racetrack in a while. So we're trying slowly but surely getting better. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to we're not going to go from where we've been running, in the latter half of the top 10 to winning every week, this week or next week. It's going to take some time, but I've really worked hard over the last month trying to find speed and in myself and trying to figure out what I need to do to go faster, no matter whether it's an Xfinity car or a Cup car. So it's paying off. I feel like I am getting a little bit better. It's taken me a while to adjust to these aero packages that we keep changing to every single year. It usually is about half the way through the season where I start getting in rhythm. And so, hopefully this is a sign of good things.
Do we have additional questions for our race-winning team? Let's go here to Lee.
LeeSpencerMotorsport.com. Steve, do you expect Christopher Bell to be part of your program full-time in 2018?
Great question. Right now, I think it's just a little early, a little premature. I mean, obviously, we like him. We're going to be running some a little bit more later this year. And I think we'll start probably July, end of July, to really start to determine what our programs look like, what our current sponsorship is, what our current drivers are, and then we'll look to see what we have available to add. Yeah, he did a really good job. That's, as everybody knows, that mile-and-a-half track on a hot day is really, really difficult. And we got to test him there earlier in, that month, and I think it was lap three. He spun it out and said, is that how these things are supposed to drive? So he had no clue. But quick learner. And as Denny said, man, some of these young guys coming along are really fun to work with, and they got a lot of talent. They've never been in it. Jump in the car and just take right off, and that's pretty impressive. Actually, I remember many, many years ago, the guy next to me did the same thing, so it's fun to watch these guys as they come up. But we'll know more probably in the next month and a half, 2 months. We'll start wrapping things up, and we'll kind of know what we have to deal with.
Well, gentlemen, incredible show you put on out there today. Congratulations, and Denny, good luck tomorrow.